Hello and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty. Hope your Wednesday is going just fine. Coming up on Thursday's edition of the Chad Hasty Show from 8:30 to 11 o'clock, we get started talking about football at 9:05, high school football, that is. Every week on Thursday, we'll visit with Stephen Orr from the West Texas High School Scoreboard Show to talk about high school football on the South Plains. Kind of a preview of some of the big games coming up on the South Plains. So looking forward to that. At 9:35, Todd Staples, he's running for Lieutenant Governor on the Republican side, will join me to talk about his campaign. Talked about a lot of stuff on today's show, the ongoing conflict in Syria. Not a lot of you out there are in support of conflict or not in support of military strikes on Syria from the United States. You don't see any end game, and you don't see why we should even get involved. I'm with you. I agree 100%. Don't think it's a smart thing to do. U.S. Senator John Cornyn joined me earlier today to talk about it, and he doesn't see too much of an end game on it. He does see that the president did draw a red line in the sand when it came to chemical weapons, and maybe Barack Obama has to do something in order to show that we still have some sort of a spine as a country. But I don't really buy into that. I think that we can still pick and choose our battles, and we can just let the president go on to continue to be weak, and the rest of the world will continue to see him as weak. No matter what happens, the rest of the world will see the president as being weak. In Austin, we talked about this on the show today, the Austin City Council thinking about putting up a new sculpture. You know, when you think of statues and erecting statues for people or sculptures or naming a building after somebody, usually it's a huge honor. It's for somebody who has done a lot either for that community, that state, or this country, someone that the children can strive to be like. Well, the Austin City Council wants to put up a sculpture of homeless people. Larger-than-life bronze sculpture depicting three homeless figures might be installed in an Austin park under a plan pitched by Austin homeless advocate that has the support of at least a few of the city council members. You know it's Austin, so of course they'll do this. This is way to reach for the stars there, city of Austin. You're doing a great thing. I wonder if they're going to have like a little bucket where people can throw cash into or something. I'll say this. They're crazy down in Austin. We all know that. But at least their homeless are pretty nice. They are crazy. In fact, they're real crazy. But still, they're funny as well. And they're very nice homeless people. I will say this. Austin probably has the best homeless people of any city out there. Now, why you would put this in a park, I really have no idea. Because most of the homeless seem to be on 6th Street and right across from UT. I don't know why you would put it in a park. But that's the city of Austin. Tax dollars at work on that one for the folks down in Austin. Texas fast food workers may join a national movement, a nationwide strike being planned for this weekend. Jose Avila thought he could save money to pay off college loans by moving into his mother's one-bedroom Houston apartment, working at a Subway restaurant, according to the Texas Tribune. But he says he's barely making ends meet. On his $7.75 an hour wage, he considers taking the bus to work such an extravagance that he walks an hour and a half each way, unless it's raining. He's 22 years old, lives with mama, says that he plans to join fast food workers in dozens of cities across the country on, Thursday, in a pre-Labor Day strike to call for a $15 an hour wage. That's cute, Jose. Look, here's the reason why you're not paid $15, Jose, all right? This may come to a shock to you. Anyone can put meat on a sandwich. It's not that hard. You're not skilled. You have no skills. That's why you make $7.75 an hour. I know that's cold. I know that's mean. But let's face it, the reason you're making minimum wage is because you're working a job that anyone else could do. Now, a lot of folks will complain about the CEO of McDonald's, the CEO of Subway, and about how they make multi-million dollars. They run a corporation, a really good corporation, a corporation that puts a lot of people to work. So, Jose, if you want to go ahead and strike, that's fine. Subway will have no problem firing you and then hiring someone else for $7.75 an hour. Why? Because there's many people out there who have no skills whatsoever. No offense out there to the fast food workers, but it's easy to replace you. It really is. Thanks for tuning in to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. Remember to tune in Thursday morning to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. We'll talk about these topics, many more, including Syria and whatever else develops overnight. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.